According to first responders, in Berkshire County's largest community, calls for overdoses and alcohol-related emergencies are skyrocketing during the COVID-19 pandemic. Brian Andrews is president of County Ambulance.
We are a family-owned ambulance service here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which serves the city of Pittsfield. We're on a rotation basis providing EMS to the 911 system here in Pittsfield.
With its 10 ambulances, 19 wheelchair vans, and around 110 employees, County Ambulance also serves surrounding communities that don't have paramedics or full-time EMS.
We also provide non-emergency service to the hospitals and nursing facilities in the area who need transportation for their folks.
COVID-19 has affected every part of the company, from the measures it takes to reduce possible transmission while providing care to its new function of assisting with home coronavirus testing.
We are in some ways less busy because our 911 volume has gone down. Believe it or not, during this, we have seen people not calling as often for emergencies, and it appears as though people are somewhat concerned that they may catch COVID-19 by going to the hospitals, so they have not as readily as they normally do called for service.
The calls that continue to go through tell a grim story about the impact of the pandemic on those grappling with addiction.
I'm looking over some of the data you sent over. Opiate-related overdoses, the calls you've received this April are twice that of last April, at 6 in 2020 to 3 in 2019. It says that you've responded to 11 alcohol-related overdoses this year as opposed to zero last April. What do you tie this to? Is this all a result of the pandemic?
You know, it really does appear to be that. We certainly see spikes throughout the year to those different areas, but there really appears to be a pattern that since February hit, we've seen increases in all of those areas. And really taking a hard look at it, we're afraid that it's the fact that people have really had their ability to move about restricted, and they have not the same ability to get support services as well in this time.
County Ambulance also monitors its patients who have experienced overdoses. Normally, they'd have in-person Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous meetings to rely on.
Now that's all changed to a video or telephone setup, and that doesn't work for everybody. So I really do think there's a close tie-in with the COVID situation.
As early as late March, Andrew says the writing was on the wall, not just in Pittsfield, but around Berkshire County.
The COVID-19 pandemic has really ignited an urgency to our work, as we have seen a dramatic increase in overdoses, both fatal and non-fatal, in some, but not all, of Berkshire County communities.
Jennifer Kimball is a principal planner for public health at the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission and the coordinator of the Berkshire Opioid Addiction Prevention Collaborative. It brings groups like County Ambulance together with fellow emergency responders and community leaders to confront the opioid epidemic.
We have accelerated our check-in calls with local partners and service providers and first responders. We basically meet about every other week to kind of touch base on kind of what the pulse of Berkshire County is related to opioid use disorder, but other substances as well, and related mental health issues.
As regional leaders work on a coordinated response to the rising overdoses, Andrew says for County Ambulance, morale remains strong despite everything.
There's been many success stories that really, again, helps our staff too with their mental wellness, knowing that we are doing good in this very challenging time, and certainly they feel valued doing the testing that we're doing. We're going out and testing individuals that otherwise may not get tested when they may be symptomatic, and so it's been a challenging time, but it also has its rewards. We've seen the best and worst during these times.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.